We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Tezayin. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-shefa shel Shabbos. So we said so far, that's this concept of the Tzadik, Eretz Yisrael, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the concept of Shabbos. This is the concept of the Shefa of Shabbos, the Minayim is Borchen Kol Shita Yoimin, from which all 6 days receive their bracha. Shubchinas lechem mishnah. The shefa of Shabbos is that double portion, the two breads. Bechinas shefa kfula kanal. By the way, lechem, the word lechem is 78. Lamed ches mem. Twice lechem is bigimatria Yosef, exactly, which is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is lechem mishnah. The tzaddik is double portion. Ki Shabbos v'Eretz Yisrael heim bechina achas. Because we know that Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one concept. If Eretz Yisrael is double portion, what Eretz Yisrael is to place, Shabbos is to time. The world, the physical world, is made up of zman and mokim. Shabbos is the holiest time. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. As we find in the seven Havdolos that the Gemara mentions in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Bein Kedusha Eretz Yisrael L'chutz Laretz, Bein Yom HaShvi L'sheishes Me'amase. So we see that these two are parallel, Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos. Nimtzo Shehatzadik Shemimenu Nimshach Kol Kedusha Eretz Yisrael So therefore we see that the tzaddik, who is the source of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, he is zeichet to this double portion. And this is why the pasuk says about the tzaddikim, therefore in their land they will receive double. Bechinas shefa kfula, bechinas lechem mishne, v'ze lochein bo'artzam mishne, bo'artzam daiken, Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar bechinas ha-shefa kfula hu be'Eretz Yisrael, because the main place where a person zeichet to this double portion is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not the land of poverty. Loisech sar koil bo, the Torah testifies. If a person is poverty, it means he's not tapping into Eretz Yisrael, he's not plugged in. Or he's not plugged in well enough, or something needs to clean the wires. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23 in the first half of Likutei Moharan, Sheikar Shviras Taivas Momoin Hualidei Atzadik, that the main way that a person is zeiche to overcome the desire for money, the wrong kind of desire for money, is through the tzaddik. Umi shecholek al tzaddik hu noifel a tavis mamon. Kama shekosov sham al posuk vayigoreish miponecha oye vayomer hashme. And a person who chas v'shalom is cholek against the tzaddik, he finds himself falling into the bottomless pit of desire for money, as the posuk says, vayigoreish miponecha oye vayomer hashme. That when a person is zecher to come close to the tzaddik, his enemies are chased away from him, chas v'shalom. And the opposite is also true. Kishemekusha la tzadik, who mamshich mimena b'china shefa kfula, shu hepech taivis mamain, shu b'china s'en odomes chasivas v'yodoi. Because when a person is zecher to be attached to the tzadik, he draws upon himself this double portion, which is the opposite of taivas mamain, which is the concept of en odomes v'chatzi tavos v'yodoi. Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'zeh Bechinas Chaloim Paroi, and this ties into the dream of Paroi, which is in Parshas Miketz, the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos Chanukah. Sheva Porois Toivois, V'sheva Porois Roi, Shem Bechinas Zayin Shnei Asoivav, Zayin Shnei Arov. Seven good cows, seven bad cows, which symbolize the 7 good years of plentifulness and the 7 years of famine. Zeh Bechinas Taivas Momoin. This is the concept of Taivas Momoin. Shekol Mashiesh lo Yoiser, Choser lo Yoiser. Where people who are involved in Taivas Momoin, the more they have, the more they're lacking. When he had 10,000, he was only lacking another 10,000. When he gets richer, he has 100,000. Suddenly it takes, all he needs is another 100,000 and another 100 grand, and he'll be happy. He'll be okay. He'll cover all his bills. When he had 10,000, he only owed out 10. He has 100, he owes out 100,000. V'zehu ma'shero sheva poroiz briyos v'toivoiz. This is why Paroi first saw 7 healthy, good cows. Da'ayinu b'china sheva shnei asoiv, very symbolizing the 7 years of plentifulness. Vehine Sheva Porois Acheros Oilois Achrein. And right after the plentifulness, suddenly there's these bad, ugly cows coming after them. Vativlana Haporois Harakois Varois Sheva Porois Yifois Amar Vabrios. And the seven skinny, ugly cows swallowed up the seven fat, healthy looking cows. Sheva Porois Harois Hemchina Sheva Shnei Rov. The seven ugly cows symbolize the 7 years of famine. Shehu Bechinas Taivas Mamoin. That's the concept of a person who's involved in this pursuit of money. He has this wrong type of desire for money. Shehu Rov Tomid Levloya Mamoin Harbe, where he's always hungry. He's always hungry for more. He needs more. He has to have more. Whereby this desire swallows up the good and the wealth that Hashem has given him. Instead of him being happy and comfortable and satisfied with what he has, suddenly this bad feeling comes along and swallows up everything he has. Suddenly everything he has is nothing. What do I have? I don't have anything. I don't have this, I don't have that. What do you mean? But you have this list of 10 items. What are you talking about? That's nothing. That isn't even half of what I need. The more he has, the more he feels he's lacking. As the Mishnah says, the more he has, the more worry he has, the more it is preoccupied. Preoccupied with what? With how much more he needs. He has worries and suffering as if he were mamish, a poor guy. You think the guy didn't have what to eat today? The way the guy is complaining and he's walking around with carrying a heavy load, you think he didn't have what to eat for dinner? Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Vativlano Sheva Porois Harois, that the seven bad cows swallow up the seven good cows. Vatavoine El Kirbena, and the good cows come into the stomach of the ugly cows. Voloinoida Kibo El Kirbena. So you would think that these seven skinny cows are now walking around with a fat stomach because they just ate up this whole cow. No. The minute they swallowed up, suddenly perfectly skinny. Perfectly skinny, the fat cows disappeared off the map. Zero, just went nowhere. Umarehen ra kasher batchila. The skinny cows look just as ugly and skinny as they did 10 minutes ago before they swallowed up these fat cows. Dahainu alidei hora shel taivas mamon shibachin a sheva shnei oro b'chin a sheva poros arois. Through this ra of taivas mamon, a person who's on that track, where he has this taivas moment, this burning desire for more. He has to have more. I have to have this. I owe it to myself. I owe it to my family to give them this and this. These sheva prosperous. Aideze nivla v'nishkach kol hashefa v'ashira shechana Hashem Yisborach. He forgets completely. And he has no idea of the things that Hashem has given him till now. He has no idea that he has an apartment, he has this, zero. What do you mean? I have nothing. I have nothing to my name. I have nothing to show. And he's just full of worries, as he was when he had mamish nothing. He's always lacking. He never even feels that he has 50% of what he needs. And his eyes are never satisfied. Because the nature of this taivas moment is, it swallows up whatever you have. The pleasure, the enjoyment, the satisfaction that the person should be getting from things he already acquired, things he has, he doesn't get to enjoy it at all. That desire burns it all. It swallows it up, and it's like he's blind. He doesn't see it. Mamish, he doesn't see it. Ki nivla v'nishka ha'koyel alidei taivas mamon shloy yishem esav ha'chol pam yoser v'yoser. Because a person who's in that mode, where he wants more, he needs more, then what he has, what he already has, doesn't exist for him just about. V'hatikun, how does one correct this catastrophe? Through Yosef, who represents the Vitzadik of the generation. The main ability to correct Tavis Momon is through him.
Mi Ravo in Tavis Momon.
And he gives advice, the tzaddik gives advice to these wealthy people, that if you want to be sure that your wealth will not get swallowed up, that it won't lose its importance to you, won't lose its meaning to you, the secret is tzedakah. The secret formula is giving charity. As is pointed out in chapter 13 in the Likutei Moran, Melach Mamon Choser. If you want to salt your wealth, you want to make sure that your wealth doesn't rot and spoil and disappear, Choser, subtract from it. Give tzedakah. Rabbi Ezal quotes a pasuk over there, Yivtzoyer Ruach Negidin. That Ruach, which is tzedakah, a Ruach Nediva, it's called, a generosity, Yivtzer breaks and conquers Negidim, the Taiva Frashirus, Taivas Momon. Vezeh Bechinas Yaseh Paroi V'yafkeit Pekidim Al Oretz. And this is why Yosef HaTzedek said to Paroi, you have to appoint Gaboim all over the land. You have to appoint special people all over your land. Sheyaseh Memunim, make people that are appointed. Hayinu Bechinas Gaboi Tztoka. This means people who will collect charity and distribute charity. Shehem memunim lefakeach al aniyim. They're the ones who are designated to look at the poor people, to watch the poor people, to understand their needs, and to be able to know how to satisfy their needs. Vezehu v'chimei sheseretz Mitzrayim. He said to him, and divide the land of Egypt. V'chimei zebechinas tzedakah. Chomesh is the symbol of charity. Sheshiura chomesh, k'mo yishem razal, of which the maximum charity that a person is supposed to give is a chomesh, a fifth. K'mo yishem razal, as the Gemara says, hamevazveis al yevazveis yoser mechomesh. A person wants to splurge in charity. He wants to give a lot of charity, should not give more than 20%. So we see that 20% is the full spectrum of charity. Look what he said to him. Meaning, he said, appoint people, and get involved in tzedakah, and then the food will be lepikodon foretz. The food will remain. It'll be, you'll save up the food. Because the main way that a person is able to hold on to retain his money, is through tzedakah. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Munvaz said, Avoisai gonzu lamato, v'ani nignasti lamala. Munvaz, when he became king, started distributing the treasuries to the poor people. He went into the treasuries that he had inherited from his father or grandfather, and he started giving out a lot of money to charity. So people said to him, hey man, what are you doing? You're going to destroy the kingdom. Now, as here it is, that the kingdom had a treasury to it. The king had a treasury to it, which has been passed down from generations. You're going to give it all away. He said, no. My ancestors, my predecessors, they saved down here. I'm going to, where it's temporary savings, I'm going to put it into a CD. I'm going to lock it up into a permanent savings account. When a person gets tzedakah, that's what really locks it up. That's what changes from temporary to permanent. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Daf Samavov, Melach Momoin Choser. If you want to salt your money, you want to insure your money, you want to make sure that your money doesn't dwindle away, the way you do it is Choser, subtract from your money. Give charity. That'll ensure that what you're holding on to will remain with you, it'll have permanence to it. So that the world will not be smitten with famine. This means that the famine of Tavas Momoin won't be Mizgaber, which cuts the person off and uproots him from the world, from life. As is elaborated on in chapter 23 in the Likutei Moran. Because through tzedakah, a person is saved from Taivas Momoin. V'zehu v'yitein oichel ba'orim v'shamaru. Oichel sedei ho'ir asher svivoseho nosan besoicho. And this is why it says over there that Yosef HaTzadik set up warehouses in the different cities, and they put, during the years of plentifulness, they put food away in those warehouses, and they stored it in a way that it was able to stay for many, many years. And also, the crops that were being generated from the fields surrounding the city, Nosan betoicho, he gathered in those crops, put it in the warehouses, locked it up, so that it would stay for years. Hainu shenosan hoachilo v'hashefa shel kol ir voir la'aniye oisay oir. This concept of within the city, a warehouse within the city, because the Torah says that when it comes to charity, aniye ir chakoidem, the people that live in a city have a responsibility to look out for the poor of their city first. To take care of the poor people in their city first. Because the Gemara says, the poor of your city come before another city. That he took the crops that were being generated from the fields surrounding the city, and he brought it into the city. He distributed to the poor people in the city food that was gathered from the crops outside the city. That Rashi explains over there that each land has the ability to preserve its fruit. How? By taking some of the dirt from the land in which the fruit was grown in and placing it, mixing it in with the fruit, it acts as a preservative. It preserves the food that it shouldn't spoil, it should last for a long, long time. Listen to how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Who is dirt? Who is dirt? Poor people. Poor people feel like dirt. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ho'oni yu b'chinas ofor. A poor person is a concept of ofor. Ki munach ad ofor. Because he feels low, as low as the ground, low as the earth. Kamay shekosef, mekimi me ofor dol. Hashem picks up the poor people from the dirt. And if a person wants to preserve his wealth, that his wealth should be able to survive the 7 years of famine, you know how you do it? He has to include from the dirt of the land in his wealth. He's got to put some of that into his wealth. It's the zchus, the merit of the money that he gives to the poor people who are bechina sofer. That's the best preservative. That's the best preservative. V'ze mamid v'shem rashi usa she'iskayim v'leichal ayde sheva shnei orov shutayis momoin. That preserves and guarantees his wealth, that his wealth will not be swallowed up by the 7 years of famine. What's the 7 years of famine? Tayvas momoin. Which swallows up his life and his wealth. And this is why Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, Meraglematem, you're spies. Eluroi says, Eratzaraz Bosem, you've come to spy out the land. Ve'isa, it's brought, Sherime Islohem, Pegam Hamaraglim, Shepogmu Beretz Yisrael. That Yosef HaTzadik was telling his brothers, he was alluding to them about the pagam that the Meraglim would do in future generations, the 12 spies who would speak against Eretz Yisrael. Haynu sheyosef shubchinas hatzadik shemimenu nimshach kedushas Eretz Yisrael sheshamchinas shefa kful b'chinas tikkun tavis momoin. Yosef hatzadik, who is the symbol of tzadik, who is the source of this double portion, which is the source of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, Omar Aliyechov, he said to his brothers, shepogmu b'chvoidoi, who were poigim in the cover of Yosef HaTzadik, v'cholku olav, they made machloikas against him, u'machruhu l'mitzrayim, they sold him as a slave to Egypt. Omar lehem, he said to them, meraglim atem, you are spies. Hainu shepigam shelachem, hu pigam hamaraglim shepogmu b'eretz Yisrael. Your pigam, by being poigim in me, the tzadik, you're poigim in Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. Because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the tzaddik. You've come to look at the erva of the oretz. Erva means shame. Erva soretz loshen cherpa ubusha. Hepech ha'isparish la tzaddik. You've come to see erva soretz. You're looking to see the bad in ha'oretz. Ha'aretz refers to is meramis for Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says wherever it says Eretz Stam in the Torah, it means Eretz Yisrael. You guys are the same thing as the Meraklim. Just like they were looking to see bad in Eretz Yisrael, you're also coming to see bad in Eretz Yisrael, which is the opposite of the hisparus of the tzaddik, kishezechen aroisoisoi, which is the opposite of that beauty, that pride, that the tzaddik shines with. Mishom ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'heim pogmo b'kvoy dat tzaddik shiyos, v'lei rotzul lirois yofoi v'sparusoi. They were pogim in the cover of the tzaddik. They didn't want to see the tzaddik. Adarabba bo lirois ervasor, shu hepech esparas. They wanted to see the bad in the land. Yomar lohem. The Omar Lahem and Yosef Tzadik said to them, Shemach Mazeh, his Gabra Lahem, Sheva Shnei Orov, Shemach Mazeh, Tavis Mamoin. That because you were Pogim in Eretz Yisrael, because you were Pogim in the Tzadik, that's why these 7 years of famine, this Tavis Mamoin, is overcoming you. Shekol Zenim Shach Mebechinas Pekam Amaraklim, Pekam Eretz Yisrael, Shepekam Koy Dat Tzadik Anal. Because the way that a person falls into Begam Tavis Mamoin is by being Pogim in the Tzadik, in Eretz Yisrael, in exactly. V'alkein Yaakov, kisheshoma shoma lehem raklam atem, when they went back and told Yaakov Avinu, you know what he called us? He called us spies, meraglim, haven lehechon adovor magia. Yaakov Avinu understood how deep this was. Alkein omar lehem, v'kesef mishne k'chu b'yedchem. This is why when the brothers went back to Mitzrayim, he said to them, take a double portion of money. However much money he put in your bags, bring back double. Yosef HaTzadik is saying that you were pagan in Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Shefa Kfula? Bring him Shefa Kfula to show that you realize what you were pagan in. Paragraph Yudches. V'ze b'chinas hatzdoko shnoisne b'chanaka b'shvil esakin taivas momoin lahamshich b'chinas ha-shefa kfula hanimshach me'eretz Yisrael sheshom mekoyer habrocha. And this is why on Hanukkah, it's a special time for giving tzedakah, because we're looking to be mesakein the tivus mamon by drawing upon ourselves this shefa kfula, this double portion that comes from Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of bracha. Shezeu b'chinas ha-shemen shel Hanukkah. That's the concept of the oil that's used in the Hanukkah candles. B'chinas v'shemen al-roishcho al-yechzar. Al-yechzar, that's what the Pasuk says. That the Neiros of Hanukkah are in this category of Al-yechzar, this concept of a Shefa Kfula, like Eretz Yisrael, Lo-yechzar Kolbo. Dahainu she'in shom shum chisoroin. Bechinas tzapachas ha-shemen lo-yechzar. As in the story of the miracle that Elisha Navi performed about the woman whom he told her to bring in all kinds of vessels and pour oil. The only thing she had in the house was oil, and she kept pouring and pouring and pouring until all the vessels were full. Because oil symbolizes seichel. And when there's moyach and das, then the person lacks nothing. As the Gemara says in the Dorim, das koniso ma chasarto. If you have das, what are you lacking? V'ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas ha'nes shel Chanukah shenishlach brocha b'ma'at ha'shemen shedolak shmoina yomin. And that's actually the concept of the whole miracle of Chanukah, that a little bit went a long way. Enough oil for one day lasted for 8 days. The concept of oichel kimo u'mizborot b'meyov, like Rashi says in Chumash, you'll eat a little and you'll feel very, very full. Hainu b'chinas brocha v'shefa kfula hanimshach me'eretz Yisrael. Because on Hanukkah we're trying to draw upon ourselves the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which is this concept of Lo Yisechzar Kol Bo, which is the concept of Shabbos, which is the concept of the Tzaddik, no Chisorim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us another variation of explaining the beginning of Parshas Miketz. He gave it to us in the beginning of paragraph Yud Zayin, and now he's going to give another flavor. It says it was at the end of two years. Parai had a dream. Miketz zebechinas tayvas mamoin. The word miketz represents tayvas mamoin. Bechinas ketz som lachoshech. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem has put an end, placed a ketz upon darkness. The word Kates, the Zohar Kodesh says, could go either way. Kates, there's Kates Hayomin, which symbolizes the right side, long life, chesed. And there's a posuk Kates Som Lachoshech. There's a Kates that leans to the left, which is the Malach HaMoves, which is darkness. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Do Zuamo de Dahavo. This refers also to the waste of the gold, like gold chips, the part that's thrown away. Gold always represents Midas Sadin. Gold is reddish, silver is whitish. Kamashikosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. Hainu Taivas Momoin. This symbolizes, this Zuamo de Dahavo is a concept of Taivas Momoin. Shubachinas Choyshech. Anpin Chashuchin. Morosh Choyra. Atzvus. Bechinas Marbanachosu Marbadaiga. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, speaks about this. That a person who falls into Taivas Momoin, he's in the category of this Anpin Chashuchin, his face, a dark. There's no light in his life. His life is full of darkness, depression, sadness, worry. Never satisfied. Because the person is always lacking. Always lacking more and more. His lackings grow. His deficit grows. And this is why it says over there, years. Shnosayim means years, and yomim means days. This is a remez to the meraglim, who spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Where their punishment was, that for each day that they were on their mission, Hashem punished the Jews a year of wandering in the desert. Their mission lasted 40 days. The Jews wandered for 40 years. Because the Meraglim were poigim in Eretz Yisrael, and that being poigim in Eretz Yisrael leads to Taivas Momoin. Ki Hamomoin Nik, because we said before, Eretz Yisrael is the symbol of Shefa Kfula, the opposite of Taivas Momoin. Ki Hamomoin Nikro Regel, because we know that money is referred to as the feet, the regel. Bechinas, as the posuk says, Ves kol hayikum asher baraglehem, and the yikum which was at their feet, and the Gemara says, Zum memoinoi shelodom shemamidoi al raglov. This refers to a person's money which stands him up on his feet. So we see regel is a concept of momoin. V'alkein kol eilu amishukom etayvas momoin nikroim meraglim. And therefore, those people who are steeped in taivas momoin, all they care about is money. Those people are referred to as meraglim. Ki noisin tomid lemerachakim, because they're always traveling, always running and traveling. U'meraglim u'meshoytetim b'chol horetz. They're traveling all over the world. B'shvil momoin, searching for money. They don't believe, they don't trust that Hashem has the ability to provide them their parnasa right where they are, right in the city that they're in, without having to struggle, without having to spin wheels wildly, madly. Just as was the Pegam of the Meraglim, they couldn't accept, they couldn't believe that Hashem could give them the land of Eretz Yisrael without going through the regular ways that people go through. That first you send spies to check out the land, the whole procedure. This land of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mekor HaBrocha. V'omru sheroitzim dafko l'ragei l'esoretz lichboi sheretz Yisrael Mekor HaBrocha p'derech ha'teva k'moy shar ho'akum she'shelchem raglam l'kom sheroitzim l'kom shom. And they insisted that they have to send people to check out the land, to spy it out, in order to be able to conquer the land, the same, like everybody else does, like other nations do. Whenever they want to conquer a land, first they have to spy it out, they have to check it out, they have to do their research first, and their analysis, and draw their conclusions, and make a plan, the whole deal. Avol be'emes, onu tzrichin la'amin b'ashem, she'ich bo'ishlan Eretz Yisrael, b'loi meraglim klal. Whereas the reality is that the Jews are required to believe in Hashem, that Hashem has the ability to turn Eretz Yisrael over into our hands without any spies, without this hishtadlus, in quotes. Elu hamishukoin b'tayves momoin u'mesaknen atzman b'sakonas drochim v'noisen l'merchakim u'meshoite tomorak l'mesoretz ki'ilu chas v'shalom ein Hashem Yisporach yochel itein len birchas hashirusim b'veisam. And similarly, those people who are steeped in tayves momoin and they risk their lives to travel across the world, all, and sometimes to dangerous places, and travel to try to find all places, as if Hashem can't provide them the bracha of Ashirus, wealth, in their hometown. Nimtzo shamishukoim b'mamoy nikroi meraklim. So therefore, we deduce from here that just as the ones who spied out the land, the ones who didn't trust Hashem about Eretz Yisrael, they were called meraklim, so to the ones who don't trust Hashem's ability to finance them in their own homes, they're also meraglim. Ki bemes ikar pegam tavis momoy nimshach mi pegam hamaraglim shu pegam Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because the pegam of tavis momoy comes from the same place as the pegam of the meraglim. It's a pegam in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it's all about. Because Eretz Yisrael is the symbol of shefa dikdusha, ashirus dikdusha, shefa kfula. Mikates, which we said is Tavis Mamoin, comes from Shnosayim Yomim, from the Meraglim, who were punished with Shona Layoim. Shenemar Ben Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona. Uparoi Choyleim Vihine Oimed Hayoyer. And Paroi had a dream, and he saw himself standing on the river. Paroi ze hameshuka b'tayves mamoin, shenikra paroi. Paroi represents the individual who is steeped in tayves mamoin. Ki tayves mamoin hu avoyde zora mamish, kemo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah Tzvi'is Tzedek. Because tayves mamoin is a form of idol worship, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Chav Gimel. Elilei kesef ve'elilei zov, that's what it's called, idols of gold and silver. We know that from the money they write, in God we trust, right? Who's the God? This is the God. This is what I trust in, the dollar, the franc, the shekel. This is what people put their trust in, chas v'shon. V'ikra avoyde zora shu tavis mamoin nimshach michet ho'egel, she'osu lehem eloikei zohov shu b'chinas tavis mamoin. The main source of this avoyde zora, which is tavis mamoin, originates from the egel hazohov, the golden calf, which was an idol of gold, which symbolizes tavis mamoin. Ki gam chet hamaraglim nimshach michet ho'egel, because we know that the Pegam of the Meraglim was also an offshoot and an extension of the Pegam of the Egel HaZohov. Because it's written that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the Zuama, the filth that came from the Eitz Hadas, terminated. It stopped. Then when they made the Egel HaZohov, it started up again. Once it started up again, it was raring to go. Anytime the slightest wrong move, boom, it reared its ugly head again. Hukamai Shapirish Rashi, Shegzeras, Warboim Shonoshe, Bamidbor, Nigzar Kvar, Micheto Egel. As Rashi Kodesh points out, that the decree that the Jews should have to be in the desert, wander in the desert for 40 years, didn't start from the Meraklim, it started from the Egel Hazov. It just wasn't sealed, it wasn't finalized until the Pegam of the Meraklim. Kiho b'ho talia, because these two are very much connected to each other. Ki pegam hamaraglim nimshach michet ho'egel, kemuvan b'sforim. Because the pegam of the maraglim, the spies, who made a mistake in their mission in Eretz Yisrael, is connected to the egel azov, the golden calf. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas tayves mamoin, and it's all under this umbrella term of tayves mamoin. It's a lack of faith and trust in Hashem, that Hashem has the ability to be lamala miderech hateva. V'alkei nikro paroi, and this is why tayves mamoin is called paroi, loshen ki paroi aharoin lishimtso hanemar be'egel hazov. We find that term paroi, peyz reishayin hay, is used by the egel hazov, that Aharon HaKohen caused the people to commit this wild act, this on this non-stable type of behavior, Rahman al-Islam. Hanem Arbegel, Shu Avodah Zorah Shel Tavis Mamon Kanal. Gam Nikro HaMeshuka B'Mamon Paroi Miloshen Piroi. And also, a person who's steeped in money, in the desire for money, is called Paroi. Why? Because he's always paying. Oh, I gotta pay this guy back, I gotta pay that guy back. He's always paying back. Ki ameshuka b'tayves mamon hu balchoiv tamid. Because those people who are too much into money, those people who want more money than they really need, and they're more involved in money than they really should be, or the pursuit of money than they should be, those people are always in debt. V'tomid torud l'shalim piroin, and they're always preoccupied. I got to get a hold of some money. I got to pay this one. I got to return it to the bank. I got to pay this up. Kinira b'chush, as we see in real life. Sheroiv hu ashirim. Chayeim einom chayim, mei ribui hapiroin shalem, shetzrichim kemat b'chol yoim lachzer piroin, v'ein lehem chaye shoa midaigas hapiroin b'chol eis. As we see, most people, most business people, most people who are wealthy, most people who are middle income and plus, they're always busy paying. They're always, I have to pay that one back, I have to return this, I have to, I borrowed from it, I borrowed, and always busy paying back, to the point where the person has no peace of mind. They don't experience a day of not owing anybody anything. Just having their own little table with their little fan and everything's okay. And today I don't owe anybody anything. And this is why it says there that Paroi had a dream and he saw himself standing on the river. What was the river? Yoer Mitzrayim Hunilus. The river of Egypt was the Nile River. Shoya Paroi Oise Oise Avodizora, which Paroi worshipped. That was the idol of Egypt, the Nile River. Just like people worship, just like the Rav Nosson Zal points out in Kutei Halachos in another place, that when we talk about the Jews bringing the Korban Pesach from sheep, that Hashem told the Jews, take the idol of Egypt, the sheep, and shecht it as a korban. Out of all the strange things to worship, why would anybody worship this thing that goes bleh? So Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Kotei Halachos, that's for the year 2000. We're not talking about these hillbillies who lived in Egypt. We're talking about modern man. What is sheep? Sheep is bucks. Sheep is money. The Pasuk calls them ashtarois. Shema Ashroi says Ba'alehim, that the sheep is the symbol of wealth. The Gemara shows how every single part of the sheep you can make money from. The wool is good for this, the flesh is good for this, the bones are for, you know, all kinds. So that's what it was. It was the same dollar that they were worshipping in Egypt as people, Rachman Islam, worship today. So here also, when we talk about Paralim Daliot, the river of Mitzrayim, the Nilus, what was it? That was the Avodah Zorah. Where a person says, I earned this, I built this empire, this is my money, I did all of this. Like Paroi, who turned the Nile River into the Hashem. That's the thing they worship, as if that's the thing that provides them all their sustenance. Because the Nile River symbolized wealth. Because the Nile River would overflow and that would irrigate all the fields of Mitzrayim. It's a place that rain doesn't usually reach. And Paroi turned it into an idol, as if that's the source. He forgot, he didn't tie it back to its real source, which is Hashem, that all the wealth comes from Hashem. The river is just a siba, it's just a means that Hashem is using, a vehicle that Hashem is using to be mashpia. Rak oso hanilus l'avodah zorah. V'zeh b'chinas avodah zorah shel tayves mamon. And that's this avodah zorah of this pursuit of wealth. Of people saying, you know, that they their whole education and their whole drive in life is earn a living. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. Making money, being successful. And the definition of success is money. Is a profession or a business, a successful business. That's how we define a successful person. Whereby the money is an idol, and the person's under the misconception that I have to make money. I have to go out there and earn and make the money. And that's what life is all about. That's the goal. That's the purpose. That's the religion. It becomes an actual religion. The seriousness with which religion means getting up in the morning to go to shul, at night. People get up in the morning to go to work, and at night they were over, you know, they pursue it, lahavdil, in a parallel way that a person should be pursuing a religious pursuit. V'zehu v'hinei men hayo'er, whereby the person thinks as if he earned all the wealth. V'zehu v'hineim en ayoyer oyloi sheva porois toivois v'sheva porois rois. And that's why it says in the pasuk there that from the river were coming out seven good cows, seven bad cows. Ubolu haporois rois es atoivois. And the bad ones swallowed up the good ones. Shehu remez shehora dahinu taivas mamon shubchina sheva shneyarov boileya es kol ha'ashiru shaloi. This is a remez to the fact that a person who falls into taivas mamon, the taivas mamon swallows up any success that the person has had already, any ashiros he has, any possessions he has, the taivas mamon swallows that up. Bibichinas vatovoino el kirbeno v'loinoida kibor el kirbeno. The bad cows swallowed up the good cows, and the good cows disappeared completely, gone, like it never existed. Ki kol ma sheyesh lo yoiser, yesh lo daigos yoiser, ki ilu hu oni mamish kanam. Because people who are on this train, the more they have, the more worries they have. You know, as you look at the person, the way he talks and the way he, and his whole attitude, you'd think mamish the person were a pauper. You know, we're suffering so much. We need this item so desperately. We need more space. In a way that you'd think the person mamish were living in a one room house when the person's living in a 12 room house. You know. And the only way for a person to correct this problem, this culture, this taivas mamon culture, is through the tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. He was the one who was able to provide the solution to Paro's dream. As we mentioned before, his advice is for the person to give a lot of money to tzedakah. By a person doing that, he cures the illness of money. He cures himself from the disease of money, the negative aspect of money. And then he's zeichet to draw a type of money that's coming from a holy source, from Eretz Yisrael, from that double portion. As the Torah writes, regarding the mitzvah of Meiser, which is one aspect of tzedakah. The Torah writes, "Ubechanuni no bazois." Hashem says, test me with this. Test me. Give your Meiser, and you'll see. You know what's going to happen? V'harikoisi lochem brocha ad belidai. I will bestow upon you a blessing to the point where you're going to be begging, stop, stop, it's too much. I have enough. This means that Hashem will plug the person into a different plug, a different source. He won't be plugged into the place where regular people are plugged in, where the more they earn, the more they're lacking, the more they need, the more they're suffering. He'll be plugged into that other channel where a person is completely happy and satisfied with what he has. He's drawing from that source of Shefa Kfula. This is what Yosef HaTzadik meant. Shehu tikkun taivas mamon. And this is what Yosef HaTzadik meant when he said, Yase paroi ve'yafkei pekidim. And let paroi designate people who will be gaboi tztaka, v'chimei shesoretz, v'chimei shesmilo shenchoymesh, tztaka. Kimavura kol zeleo bar heitev, as was explained very, very clearly a short while ago. Paragraph Chof. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'nachzer linyan berchus hamosayim. Now let's get back to the topic that we started with, which is the topic of berchus hamosayim. V'haklal she'ikra mitzvus berchus hamosayim hu legalois u'lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The main focus of berchus hamosayim is that we want to try to draw upon ourselves the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. B'chinas, as the posuk says, V'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto v'shem lekecho al ha'oretz ha'toivo. You'll eat and you'll be filled, you'll be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem over the good land. That's the focus. And the main way that a person activates the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is when there's a Hizgalus HaHisparus, we said. The Hisparus that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael. And one of the main times of Hizgalus Hisparus is at the table, where you eat. Rav Nosson Zal brought proof from kings that when kings want to show off their Hisparus, they do it with a Suda, a banquet. That's also the concept of the Kois, the Yayin. Yain Malchus, and Malchus is Hisparus, as we said earlier. Kemavura kol ze le'el barichus, as all of this was explained already in a few pages back at length. V'zeh b'chinas birchas ha-zimun. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the concept of zimun, mezumun. Shekeshem shloisha oimrim nevorech shechalim yishaloi kodim birchas ha-mozen. That when three people eat together, they're required to say, let us bench. They're required to express their desire to bless Hashem. V'zehu birchas ha-zimun dainu kodim birchas ha-mozen he-mazminim atzman levorech. Before birchas ha-mozen, the people prepare themselves to bless Hashem. And they actually say, Nevorech, let us get ready to bless Hashem. V'ho'inyin. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain an incredibly important yisoid in Yiddishkeit. Ki ikar kedusha sisha yisraeli. V'ikar avoidosoi. Hurak horotsoin v'kisufin nikdusha. The main holiness of a Jew and the main service of Hashem is desire, yearning. Kimavura b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'kama mekoymos, as is expressed in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim in several places. Ukamoy shomar huzal, and as Rabbeinu Zal once said, shelavoy des Hashem ein mi sheyispor bozeh sheyuchal ovdo yisporach. To say that one serves Hashem, no Jew can say that honestly. Why? Vafilu malach, vafilu sorof, eina yochel espor bozeh shiyuchal ovdo yispor. Even an angel, even the highest level of angels, cannot say they serve Hashem. Because if you want to be honest about how great Hashem is, how way beyond our wildest concept of anything, so you're going to say, I'm serving Hashem. We don't begin to fathom in any way whatsoever what Hashem is. How could you say you're serving Hashem? And anyway, there are psukim that say, a person says, I serve Hashem, I put a mezuzah on my door. You put a mezuzah on? He gave you a house for $250,000, and you went out and did him a big favor. You bought mezuzahs for $250, and you want him to say, Yashikoya, you want to send to Hashem, oh, Yashikoya, thank you. Thank you, you're serving me. You want Hashem to feel like he's being served? When he gives you a billion times more than what you're giving him? So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, for a person to say he's serving Hashem, not really. As we'll see even more so soon. Rakoikarhu harotsoim vakisufim. But the only thing that a person can do is desire. Kisufim. Shetzorech lizgaber shieloi tomid ritzoinois chazokim vikisufim gedoilom lav Hashem yisporach. A Jew has to always see to it to turn up, to turn on intense desire to serve Hashem, desire and yearning to serve Hashem. Kemavur sichazois ktsas b'seifa sipurim aisis hain shom. As is explained over there also in Sichos Aran. V'yoyser mizeh shomanu b'hipiv zal b'atzmoy migoytel malas horotz nikdushe shu ikra avoydes Hashem. And more than what's written, we heard Rabbeinu Zal say verbally when he emphasized the incredible importance of rotzoin, that's the ikra avoydes Hashem. V'chol avoydes toiro tfilo mitzis maizim toivim kulam kulam bozeh. And all forms of serving Hashem, whether it's kiyuma toiro and tfila and learning and everything, is included in this. It's impossible for a person to achieve anything in Kiddusha without Rotzon, without first having a serious desire for it. The only way is through intense desire and yearning, tremendous yearning. And never not to turn down the volume on that whatsoever. To keep his desire on high intensity. Super, super intense desire. Rakolma shamaniyam eskaberes b'yoser yira ligboyer esatzmoy b'cheshek v'kisufim v'gagum ratzonis chazokim b'yoser v'yoser. And the more that the person sees obstacles lining up to block him from doing something good, the person should intensify his desire to do that item. Ad sheyizke ligmor, till the person is zoicha to complete the item, whatever it is. Lohitzi mikoyach alapoyel es hamitzvah yadova shebikdusha shiroitza. Where he's zoicha to produce. Yach bishar avoydoi sudvorim shebikdusha. Sheyirtza achakach oidlasois. And the same thing is true after a person accomplishes certain accomplishments. Move further. Go on to the next item. And again, the next item to build up tremendous desire, intense desire and yearning to do the dovar shebikdusha. וכל מה שמני יש ויקוף מהבבול מסגבר מיוסר, יסגבר את עצמו ברצוי נויס חזוק מיוסר. And the more he sees the obstacles and confusion and all kinds of things lining up to block him, the more he should intensify his desires. Desire should get stronger. עד שיוצא מכוח אל הפועל, until he zeichet to succeed in accomplishing the item. ויזכה גם לא יעשה מצווה עבודה, and he zeichet to do that מצווה עבודה. וכן לא עולם, and so too continually throughout his whole life. כמבור בתורה והינו פי שניים, as is explained in chapter 66 in Likutei Moran, שהמניע הוא רק בשביל החשק, that when Hashem puts obstacles in a person's path, the only reason for the obstacle is to intensify the desire. Ve'im yizgaber shieloi cheshek godol kefi hamaniya, and if the person will intensify his desire to match the obstacle, bevadai yishaber hamaniya, he will definitely succeed in destroying the obstacle, eliminating the obstacle completely. Nimtzo she'ikar ha'hischaskus lezgabar l'amoyna mi'akdusha hu rak korotzen v'cheshik. So therefore, the main thing that's required from us is, in order to overcome the obstacles, is desire, yearning. V'ze ikar ha'hisparus ma'ashem izborach mispoirem kol echad mi'Yisrael. And this is the main nachas, and the main pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael, is from their desire to serve him, their desire to come close to him. She'ikar ha'hisparus me'ho'azus v'akshonah shalahem. The main nachas of Hashem comes from that toughness, that stubbornness on the part of the Jew. He's relentless in his desire to serve Hashem. Shaydeze ikar kabolas ha'toira. That was how the Jews were zeicha to receive the Torah in Har Sinai. The Gemara says, mipnei ma nitno tor lo b'nei Yisrael, mipnei she'azin heim. Because they were tough, stubborn. They wouldn't give up. They wouldn't take no for an answer. Shehi klal ha'hisparos kanal. Kabbalas ha'toira, which is the klal ha'hisparos. That was Hashem's greatest moment of glory, of pride. Ve'ikro ho'azus vo'akshonos hu baharotzoin. And the main place where a person has to place his toughness is in his desire to intensify the desire to please Hashem. Shetzorich odom shereitzel likones b'avodas Hashem sheyeh akshon godol b'rotzon. A person who wants to come close to Hashem for real has to see to it to be super stubborn in his desire. Leval yazov, not to let go. V'lo yirpes harotzon mishum meniyah b'olam, and not to allow his desire to be weakened by any obstacle. V'ze ikar ho'akshonos tikdusha. This is the main, the best example of a holy type of stubbornness. A good type where stubbornness is good. V'ze ikar isparusa yisporach mashi yisporach mispora b'avodas Yisrael. And this is the main pride and nachas that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael. Ki be'emes ikar ha'isparus hu rak mashi yisporach mispor im ha'rotzoin v'cheshek v'kisuv v'nikdusha shel kol echad mi'Yisrael. Mashi kol echad mi'Yisrael liboy boyer tomid b'rotzoin chozok lizko yislavodas Hashem be'emes. V'ze ikar isparusa yisporach. The main nachas and the main pride that Hashem gets from his children is their desire, their unrelenting desire to please him, to serve him, to come close to him. Ki ho avoido bi'atzmo eino yikoro kol kach. Because the actual service of Hashem isn't as pleasing, isn't as special as the desire to do the service. Ki hakoil, watch him prove this. Because any mitzvah that you did, any davar tov you did, you didn't do it. Hashem gave it. Hashem did it. Hashem allowed you to do it. He helped you do it. As the pasuk says, "Mi hekdimani va'ashalem loy." Hashem says, "Go ahead, line up, guys. Let come to me now. Let's see who wants to collect. Who feels they deserve reward here? Mi hekdimani." Hashem says, "Who came first, and I'll pay him." You put up mezuzahs, you turkey. I gave you a house. You put up mezuzahs, I gave you a house first. You put on tzitzis, I gave you a whole suit of clothing. Any mitzvah that a person did, any avodah, Hashem has the ability to show that Hashem did more. That the mitzvah is a fraction compared to what you got in order to be able to do the mitzvah. You gave meiser? I gave you 100 grand, you gave me 10 grand, and you want me to say thank you? What, are you kidding? V'i'ef shalonu lasis shum dover shebigdusha v'lo ilihim notzeil mishum avera kim al yidei shuasis borach. As far as us doing a mitzvah, doing a dover shebigdusha, or even withstanding temptation from doing an avera, that's all mamish from a Yeshua from Hashem. We can't really take credit for that. That when a person is zeichet to withstand a temptation or to do a mitzvah, that was a gift from Hashem, a Yeshua from Hashem. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, b'chol yoyim yitzroi shel adam izgaber, that every single day there's an angel that tries very hard to block a person from doing mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, vil molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and were it not for the assistance from Hashem, you would certainly lose. We would lose. We would not do the mitzvah. We would do the aveira, Rachman al Tzlam. V'alkein ikra ha-hisparus hurak bo-harotzoin. And therefore, the main nachas of Hashem is from the desire that the person has to serve Hashem. The fact that each and every single Jew feels a deep desire to serve Hashem. And to the degree that a person intensifies their desire to serve Hashem, to that degree the person eventually is zeichet to actually serve Hashem. Exactly. Ukemoy kein Hashem Yisborach mispayrimoy, and to that degree Hashem gets nachas from him. Ki ikra hisparus hu azus v'akshonu shel Yisrael, because the main pride and nachas that Hashem gets is from that stubbornness and toughness. Ma'ashisha Yisraeli hu akshon godol b'avodas Hashem shezeikra hisparus Yisborach v'ikra akshonu subarotzen, and the main stubbornness is in the desire shezehu ikra hisgabrus alamoyim liskas tufa mashirotz b'avodas Hashem Yisborach. That's the main way that a person strengthens himself to overcome the obstacles blocking him from doing what he has to. Ki afilu im yeh akshin godol b'yoyser b'avoydes Hashem, af al pikein b'vada yesh minias kaila sheyev shalotam l'shabram. Because let's say a person say, I'll be the most stubborn, I'll be the toughest guy in the world regarding fulfilling this mitzvah. You could be Superman, and there are certain mitzvahs you won't be able to do. It'll be impossible in a sense. Lemoshel, for instance, kishodam tzorach lensoil et tzadik amiti. A person wants to travel to a true tzaddik. V'yeshloi menias rabo isvatsumois, and he has incredible obstacles blocking him from getting to the tzaddik. Kigoyin mechutonoi, for example, his father-in-law, who's supporting him, or who he has to have respect for. V'ishtoi, his wife, v'ovev, his father, v'imoi, his mother, v'shar b'nei olam, and everybody else. Everybody is doing everything in their power to block him from getting close to the tzaddik. V'hu mizgaberu mizchazeku mishaber kol amani yaseilu. And the person grits his, he fights, and he overcomes all the obstacles. He's ready to ignore everybody, and he's not afraid of anybody, and he's going to do what he has to do. V'adayin yeshlo imiriyas machmas momoin. And there's other manias. He needs $50 for the train, for the horse and buggy, you know, to be able to travel the 20 miles, or if it were, to get to the tzaddik. And he doesn't have the money. He overcomes those obstacles. He borrows, he works, he does whatever he has to come up with the money. A person is prepared to sacrifice everything he has. He's ready to take his garment and sell it or put it up as collateral for money. To travel to the tzaddik, to have the money that he needs. Or he makes a decision, forget this train business. I'll walk. I don't care. I don't have money for the subway. I'll walk. After all of that, if the Midas Sadin decides to block him, the Yetzirah has the ability to put obstacles in front of the person that the person can't overcome. There are certain obstacles which you can't break. For example, a person gets put in chains. They lock him up. A person has a certain serious illness where he can't leave the house, chas v'shalom. Ukiyotze keilo rabois chas v'shalom, or in many other examples like this. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein l'moshel, b'inyan shen o'eschim bo'i, leilech v'linsoy l'Eretz Yisrael, shehu ikar nitzochen ha'malchama kanal. I believe that Rav Nosson Zal wrote this exactly around the time that he was trying to make his plans for going to Eretz Yisrael, which at that time was going to be a Herculean task, to go by boat from the Ukraine. You know, there's difficult, all kinds of incredible obstacles. So Rav Nosson Zal said, and so too regarding that project, which Rabbeinu Zal described as Iker Nitzochin HaMelchama, that the main victory for a Jew, the most important type of victory, is the victory of being Zoche to get Eretz Yisrael. Utzrichen liyos leze action godol moed. And in order for a person to accomplish that, a person has to be incredibly stubborn, incredibly tough, and persistent. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, with all the person's stubbornness, and with all his toughness, and with all his willpower, if Rav Nosson Zal writes, a person can be stubborn 1,000 times, if the ocean is in front of him, and there's no ship to cross it with, or he doesn't have the money, you know, to buy a ticket on a ship. Or it's a time of war where they're not allowing ships to go, you know, etc. Ma yoyel hakshana shloi. What is the stubbornness going to help in that kind of circumstance? Ki bevadai iefsha liktsoi flotoi chayam. You can't tell a person, well, jump into the sea, you know. Because not everybody is worthy of having Hashem split the sea for him. Al kein, therefore, ikar hu akshonus hu rak barotzoin. In that kind of situation, when a person's in a situation where there are circumstances that are beyond his control, so where is his akshonus? Where should he apply his stubbornness to? The answer is to his rotzoin, his desire. Not to let up on the desire at all. She'ech shehu, no matter what, al kolponim lo yachlish es harotzein, not to allow the desire to be toned down in any way, to pull back in any way. Va'filu imoinim oisei ba'alofim uravavois menios, and even if he sees thousands and tens of thousands of obstacles, where it seems to him as if there's no way in the world that he could break them, that he could get beyond those obstacles. Still, he should continue doing what he needs to be doing. What does he need to be doing? He needs to be yearning. He needs to be maintaining that high intensity desire. I'm not letting up. I'm not giving up. I'm not pulling back in any way. I want. Now I want it even more. The harder it is, I want it even more. Ki hashcheshek v'horotzein tzorech shiyeh kefi hameniyah kemavur batorah v'hino pishnayim. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 66 in the first half of Likutei Moran that the desire has to be as strong as the obstacle. However difficult the obstacle is, you have to match it with your desire. V'im yiyeh akshon b'horotzein, livli lohaniach es harotzein v'akisuf nekdusha b'shum oifen, afim apil ha'moyseh k'moyshem apil ha'moyseh chas v'shom rachman atzlam, and if the person will persist, and he won't let up, no matter what kind of obstacles he sees, he will maintain high intensity desire. I want the mitzvah, and I want it, and I want it, and I'm not taking no for an answer. Azai soif kol soif bevadai yazra Hashem yizborach l'shabar levatel kol amenios. In the end, Hashem will definitely help that person overcome all the obstacles. Ulevatel, exactly, v'yazmen loy kol ma shetzorach l'nasi l'Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem will provide him with whatever he needs to succeed in completing that trip to Eretz Yisrael. Or to complete whatever other item of Kedusha he's looking to complete, whether it be a shidduch, whatever item a person's involved in. And Hashem will help him with whatever he needs in order to complete the item. Because the only reason why Hashem puts the obstacle there is for the desire. to test the sincerity of the person's desire, how much the person really, really wants it. This is the main test that the person is being tested. To see whether the person will let go, whether he'll retreat and he'll give up his desire for the item of Kedusha because of the obstacle. Whereas if the person is stubborn in his mind, and he withstands the test, he does not let go whatsoever of his desire, of his intense yearning for to do the item, to accomplish the mitzvah, Azai bevadai yeshaber es kol hamanios. That person will definitely overcome all the obstacles. Vahamanios yishapchu liyeshuos. Not only will he overcome the obstacles, but the obstacles will turn into things to help him. Those people who are blocking his path, they will turn around to help him. There's a pasuk. Bertzois Hashem darkeish. When Hashem is pleased with the path that a person is going on, when Hashem wants what a person is doing, even that person's enemies end up assisting him, in accomplishing what he needs to accomplish. Sheyazroi v'yoshioi Hashem Yisborach, Hashem will help him, v'yisavavim oisibois l'toivo, and Hashem will line up circumstances in such a way that'll help the person, in a manner that the person will be able to complete successfully the item that he wants to do, the dovar shebiktusha that he wants to do. Nimtza, therefore we conclude from this discussion, she'ikar ho'akshonus barotzaim, that the main place where a Jew requires stubbornness and toughness is in his desire. Not in his fists, in his desire. V'ze ikar hisparusa yisborach. And this is the greatest nachas of Hashem. This is the greatest pride that Hashem takes in Bnei Yisrael or in a specific Jew. V'ze b'chinas, this is what's meant by the pasuk. Look at this now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to take a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which is discussed in several places in Likutei Moran and in many Sforim and in several places in Likutei Halachos. And now he's going to put another twist on it and explain it in an incredibly important way. The pasuk says, Simeni kachoysam alibecho, kachoysam alzroyacho. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, place me as a seal on your hearts, as a seal on your arms. And the Gemara says, Ze bechinas tefillin, kama shekosu bezoyer HaKodesh. The Zoyer HaKodesh and the Gemara say that that pasuk is referring to tefillin. Where does Hashem appear on our hearts and our arms? In the tefillin shel yad, which is keneged the lev. Vehem hisparus, mashem yisporach mispoirem Yisrael, umeisem oisam kechoisem aliboy. And the tefillin are called pe'er, as we learned before. They are the hisparus, whereby Hashem takes Bnei Yisrael and places us as a seal on his heart, kaviyochel. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and what's written in the tefillin of Hashem? Umi kamcha Yisrael, goyechad boretz. The praise of the Jewish people. V'ikra ha-hisparus she'im choysim ha-tfilin nas na'idei ho-ahavo v'ha-hishtoikikus v'ho-rotzoin v'ha-kisufin d'gdusha shel Yisrael. And the main ingredient that Bnei Yisrael have, or that an individual Jew has, that gives them this privilege, this honor of Hashem placing them as a seal on his heart, is their rotzoin, the love that they have for Hashem, the yearning, the desire, the intense desire of wanting to please Hashem. V'zehu simeni kachoisim, hainu tefillin, hisparus. That's referring to the tefillin, which is called hisparus. And the pasuk continues, ki azo kamoves ahavo, ki ahavosenu uritzoinenu etzlecho azo v'chazoka ma'oid ba'azus v'akshonus godol ma'oid. Because Hashem, our love for you and our desire for you, our yearning for you, is as powerful as could be. It's with incredible stubbornness, and it's to the utmost. Al kein roi l'chol l'spor bonu. Therefore, Hashem, it's fitting that you take pride in us, that you be proud of us. Ki ze ikra ha'hisparus kanal, because we learned earlier that that's the ultimate hisparus, that oiz v'chedva m'mkoymoi. One of the psukim was Hashem Molokeus Lovesh, Lovesh Hashem Oiz Hisazor, that the Oiz is the Geus, is the Teferis. Rav Nosson Zal had quoted other psukim, which put together Oiz Vahodor, Hodor is Hisparus. So that this is the main nachas and pride of Hashem is our Azus, our toughness. Now look how he takes it further. Vizehu ki azo kamoves ahavo koshe kishoil kino. Why? Why do we compare our love for Hashem to death? Why do we compare our jealousy, you know, for Hashem, like Sheol, like the lowest level of Gehenna? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ahavo hu bechinas rotzoin v'cheshek v'shtoikikus l'Hashem yizborach. The term Ahavo, love, love means when you want someone. I love this side, it means I desire it. It's rotzoin cheshek v'shtoikikus. Shaydeze ikra ha'esgabrus ala sitra achra. And that's the most powerful weapon against the sitra achra. Shehu sitra demoisa, which is called death. Shemisham kol hamoinim min akdusha, which is the source of all obstacles. All obstacles that try to block a person from kedusha come from the sitra achra, which is called mavis. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, ukefi shehasitra achra sheklal hamoinim misgaberes neged adam, to the degree that the sitra achra works against the person. In other words, in order to match the amount of money and the amount of voltage that the sitra achra is putting up to try to block me from a mitzvah, the person has to match the sitra achra with his desire, with his ahava, with his rotzayin and ishtoikikus. The rotzayin chosok l'Hashem yizborach, to have incredible desire to Hashem, ula hadovar shebikdusha shiroitza l'asayis, and incredible desire for the item of kedusha that the person wants to accomplish. Because as we said before, the cheshek, which is called ahava, has to match the obstacle, right? Because we, Klal Yisrael, are prepared to match with our ahava whatever the moves will put up. The moves, the sitra achra, will put up 6 million volts of obstacles. I'll match it with 6 billion volts of ahavas Hashem, of rotzoin for Hashem. V'zehu ki azo kamoves ahavo koshe kishoel kino. Sheho ahavo v'hishtoikikus l'Hashem izborach ulavoidosoi hi azo v'chazoko v'akshonos godoil kamoves. Hainu kemoi hisgabrus hamaniyois shein b'chinas moves v'sitra achra. As much as that side will put up, we'll match it with our stuff. Because all obstacles, where do all obstacles come from? Comes from the sitra achra, the sotom, the etzahara. When a person says at the end of Shmon Esrei, v'chol akomim v'achosh v'molai l'ro, mehero hofer atzosom v'kalkel machshavtom, that all of those who rise up against me, who want to do, you know, Hashem should destroy their plans, who is that? Who's that talking about? That's the etzahara in all his 31 flavors, you know. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, in all the different forms that he's coming in. Whether it's in bills, whether it's meches, whether it's, from all sides. Financial, spiritual, health, children, parents, family, relative, everything. That's all coming from this moves, from this sitra demoisa. And we have to know, ki azo kamoves ava, that whatever I see that other side putting up, or however much I see that moves prepared to put up to block me, I'll match it. My avo is azo. My avo is going to be as tough as whatever the mofes puts up. Hainu kifi hamenia, kein ho avo v'cheshek oiz v'chozok. V'zehu, and this is also what's meant by koshe kishoil kino. Kifi hashoil shehi asitra achra. Shemapele says, odom chasashom l'shoil tachtiyos, shoil is one of the names of Gehenna. So that shoil is also one of the names of the sitra achra, of the sotan, the yetzahara. Kefi ha-shoel, according to what the shoel puts up, v'imodom lo yizochel amoid kenegdo, v'nofel, shenofel, and if a person did not succeed in standing up to his yetzahara, and the person ended up in falling very far down, afilu im nofal l'shoel tachti yizchas Hashem, even if he fell to the lowest level of Gehenna, -7, the seventh floor down, and he doesn't have the ability to extricate himself from there, to get himself out of there. Im afal pikein, hu action bedaitoi, if the person will be mentally strong, dahainu shu action boharotzoin, where his desire, he will maintain an intense desire in his brain, in his heart. Shafal pikein einoi meniach esarotzoin la'olam, I will not let go of that rotzoin, that intense desire that I want to serve Hashem, I want to be good. And he keeps yearning. His yearning for Hashem is constant and it's consistent. And the more he gets knocked down, the more he further intensifies his desire, his yearning to want to be good, to want to come close to Hashem. Ki horotzoin hu biyodoi bevadai lichsoif al kol ponim barotzak chazak lashem yisborach, because that is within your power. That is within my power at all times. If my hands are tied behind my back and I'm in prison and there's a security system and there's 35 guards, nobody can block me from screaming in my heart, screaming, Hashem, get me out of here. Hashem, I love you. I want to come close to you. I want to serve you. Get me out of here. Get me out of this ditch. And I'm not giving, and I'll never give up. I don't care if they put 6 million locks on this. I don't care if they swear to me that they're never going to let me out of this ditch. Nothing. Zero. On the contrary, I'll intense, my desire will become even stronger to get out of here. Vazai imhu action godoil berotzoin, if the person is super strong and super stubborn in his desire, yesh l'Hashem Yisbarach hisparus godoil nizeh. Hashem is extremely, Hashem takes extreme pride in that. Ki ikar ha-hisparus hu ha-azus v'akshona shel ha-rotzoin. As we showed earlier, that the main pride that Hashem has is in a Jew's toughness, his stubbornness, in his rotzoin. And such a person will definitely, eventually, succeed in accomplishing what he wants to accomplish and coming close to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means. Simeni kachosim, haynu tefillin v'sparus, ma'aseh Hashem Yisborach mespoer im am Yisrael. Hashem's tefillin is what reflect his pride in Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki azo kamoves ahavo koshek isheo kino. She'onu oyavim es Hashem Yisborach becheshik nimrotz v'rotzayin chozok. We love Hashem with incredible desire. V'onu mekanin kinas Hashem tzvokois lahagbir lahaloi so'emes. And we do everything in our power to try to strengthen and reveal the truth. U'lachni ha'sheker, and to subdue the falsehood. Afilu ba'oimek ha'golos hazeh, even when we find ourselves in the depths of golos that we're in today. She'zgapro leinu ma'oi whereby Moves and Shoel, which are nicknames of the Sitra Achra, are doing everything they can to knock us down. Because the more we see them trying to knock us down, the more we intensify our desire to succeed, our desire to come close to Hashem. Ukamay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki dikisonu bimkoim tanin vatechas oleinu b'tzalmodes im shochachnu shem alikeinu vanifroiz kapeinu lekel zor. If you oppress us and if you constrict us, you push us into a place of snakes and you cover us up with death, are we going to forget Hashem? Are we going to forget the name of Hashem? Are we going to stretch out our hands to some idol? You know, Ki hu yodea talumay slave. The pasuk continues, because Hashem knows what's in the inner recesses of our heart. Ki olecho hiraknu kol hayoin. We're prepared to kill ourselves, to die for Hashem all day. Sheze nemar al hayegiyos shemisyagim b'shvilat tefila oishar dvarim shebekdusha. This pasuk is written regarding the struggles that a person has to be zeichet to true tefila, or to be zeichet to accomplish any dvar shebekdusha. She'afal pi shadayin eino zoichel espal koroi, whereby despite the fact that the person has not yet succeeded in being zoichel to daven properly, velifoil mashu roitzen, to accomplish what he wants to, in Yiddishkeit, afal pi kein hayegia levat, mashe mishtoikik leze, umisyageya bishvil ze, zeo biatzmoi hu bechinas korbonois. Despite all of that, the struggle that the person has, and the desire, the yearning that he has for it, that itself is like sacrifices. That itself is like korbonos. Bechinas ki olecho hoiraknu kol hayoim. Kimavur kol zev divrei Rabbeinu Zal. We're killing ourselves all day. Meaning, I'm the korban. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. A person who will offer himself as a sacrifice. How? I'm prepared to kill myself to come close to Hashem. Kill myself in intense desire. In pushing and trying hard to such a point where another person would say, hey, you're going to kill yourself, you're going to bust the blood vessel, you know. V'yal kein onu mevakshim Hashem Yisborach shebeschus hayegia v'hachona v'horotzoin levad shonu mishtekim abadosim izgagim v'kama yegias b'shvil zeh, that, and therefore we ask of Hashem that in the merit of the struggle and the preparation and the desire that we have, whereby we're yearning to serve Hashem, umisyagin b'kama yegias b'shvil zeh, and we're struggling every way we know how to succeed, even though we have not yet succeeded in serving Hashem properly, through this alone, through that desire, that yearning, we should be zeicher to overcome all the obstacles, which are described as being in this place of snakes, you know, in this place of death. And this is what the pasuk continues over there in Shir Hashirim. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lichbo yisesoavo. Great waters have no ability to cover up, you know, to extinguish the fire of love that we feel inside of us. Mayim rabim sheheim ho'akum v'sitron achronim. These powerful waters which represent the nations of the goyim and all the forces of the satan, the Yetzirah. Shemehem kol hamaniyos, which are the source of all obstacles. They cannot extinguish that fire that's burning inside of us, that fiery desire to serve Hashem. Because we're incredibly stubborn in our desire. And the more the obstacles get tougher, our desire gets tougher, gets more intense. Ki ikar hamanias misgabrim rak lahapi lesodam in horotzoin. Sheze ikar hanisoin shalmania. Because the main reason for the obstacles is just to see if the person will relinquish his desire. If the person will give up internally. Because once he does that, he forfeits, he loses everything. Whereas no matter how many times the person is blocked and knocked down, as long as that desire is still, that hum of that desire, that engine of desire inside of him is still riving and riving, that person is guaranteed eventually to succeed. No question. Avul be'emes ho'avu v'rotzen shalad Yisrael koshe kamoves kefi amaniya kanal. However, the reality is that the desire and love that Klal Yisrael feel towards Hashem is as powerful as moves, meaning kefi amaniya kanal. It matches any obstacles that are put in front of us. Umayim rabim shem amaniyos yevshalem lechabois esu'avu v'rotzen. And great waters, powerful waters, you know, which symbolize the obstacles, cannot extinguish the desire, the intense desire that we feel inside of us towards Hashem. Adarabba, just the opposite. The more we see obstacles, the more we see ourselves being blocked, the more we intensify our desire. Because we know this secret. We know that the reason for the obstacle is just that Hashem is testing our cheshik. He wants us to intensify our desire for the item, to have even stronger desire. And therefore we're sure that eventually we will definitely succeed in accomplishing what we're trying to, which is to come close to Hashem. V'Hashem Yisborach Yisper Banu Tamin. And Hashem will always be able to be proud of us. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Simeni Kachosam Alibecho. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'zeh Bibchinas Shev Liyemini Ad oshis soivecho hadoim l'raglecho. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Yemin hu bechinas ahavo v'cheshik. The right side always represents chesed, kindness. Kindness is synonymous with love, desire. Al yidei ze ikar ha-hizgabrus al hoivim v'soinim, shehem amoinim. And we just learned before that the most powerful weapon that a person has against the obstacles, against his enemies, the obstacles, is desire, ratzon, chesed, ahava. That's what it means, shev liyemini, by leaning to the right, by intensifying the ahava, the ratzon, the shteikikus, ad oshis soivech adem l'raglecha. The person's enemies, the obstacles, will become a footstool for the person. V'zeh b'chinas al shachal v'fesen tidroich, tirmois kefir v'sanin, ki vi choshak v'afalteyu. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Shachal v'fesin kfir v'sanin heim klipois v'sitronai charonin. Shein b'chinas hamoinim en akdusha, hamoinim special adera ha-kodesh, k'moin choshim u'kfir v'taninim, v'en amenichim shum adam leilach b'dera ha-kodesh. Shachal and Shachal is a baby lion, I believe, some type of baby tough animal. Fesin is a type of snake. Kefir is certainly a baby lion, and tanin is also a type of snake. These symbolize klipos, and the pasuk says that the Jews will be zeichet to step on all of these shachal, fesen, kfir, and sanin. How are they going to step on them? Kivi choshak, through their cheshek, through their deep desire. These all represent the obstacles from kedusha. Hamoinim umispashtim al derech hakodesh kamein choshim ukfir taninim, who spread themselves out on the path. A person's trying to walk, you know, to get close to Hashem. He's trying to follow a certain path that leads to Hashem. And all of these snakes and lions and everything line up on that path to block him from getting to where he has to. And they don't allow anybody to go on that path of holiness. However, the pasuk promises a Jew that a Jew has the ability to step on them, to crush them, and to eliminate them through his desire, through his deep yearning for kedusha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, al shachal v'fes and tidroich, etc. How? Kivi choshak v'afalteyu, because the Jew has deep cheshek for Hashem, and through that va'afalteyu, I will rescue him from whatever he needs to be rescued. Choshak daiko sheikra is gabur salim oidei cheshek v'rotzen kanal. The main weapon against all of these obstacles is cheshek. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, jumping back to the topic of birchas hamazon. V'alkein koidem birchas hamazon shanu tzrichim legalois ha-hisparus kidei lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If you recall, we learned earlier that birchas hamazon is a fantastic display of hisparus, of the kavod of Hashem. We mentioned that a suda in general is a time of a display of hisparus of the king, like in the suda of Achashverosh. And the ultimate hisparus is the birchas hamazon, where we praise Hashem. We are mefoyer Hashem for His wonderfulness to us. And we speak about Eretz Yisrael, which is the Iker Pe'er of Hashem, the Iker Hisparus of Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, before a person starts Birchas HaMazon, which means he's getting ready to activate this super Hisparus, in order to draw upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, by doing that, al kein oimrim birchas hazimun. That's why we express a desire. We say the birchas hazimun. Rabbi Sai mir vilin benshin. Rabotai nevarech. Nevarech alekein ashal shaloi. Dahainu nevorech shechal nemishaloi. Shehu hachono vahazmono lahamitzvah shel birchas hamozim. That's a preparation and a designation of what we're about to do. We're about to start benching. She'onu roitzim l'kayim. Shehu achonu v'hazmonu l'hamitzvah shel birchas hamozon. She'onu roitzim l'kayim. It's a preparation and expressing that we're ready to fulfill this mitzvah. She'zeo b'chinas rotzoin v'hishtoikikus. This is an example of desire, of yearning, of wanting. What are we saying? Rabotai nevarech. All those gathered here, let's say Birkas Hamozon. We're expressing a desire to bless Hashem. Hainu dahainu mashaimrim nevorech. This that we say nevorech. Let us bench. Vizehu ikara hahisparush Hashem yizborach misporabonu. And this is the most important nachas that Hashem gets from us. Ki ikara hahisparush huarotzen kanal. Because as we said earlier, the main nachas that Hashem gets from us is from our desire. And this is the main revelation of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the main theme of Berachas HaMoslim. Or Sfira Soimer, for example. Rav Nosson explains, why do we do that? What's the reason for that? What's the reason for saying, Hineni Muchon Umezuman, I'm ready to perform a mitzvah? So what? Do it. Well, don't talk about it, do it. What's the significance of that talking about it?